Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi App Store okanye kwi Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi ku radiopulpit.co.za.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much. The mighty way, you and I are the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. I wonder how you're feeling. Hey, tell me how you're feeling. Africa, please tell me how you're feeling. All right. And thank you so much to Batle. She's back with you tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow morning. I'm back with you tomorrow morning at 4. Excellent. So make sure that you tune in. All right. And of course, it is Back to Basics, the name of the show. I like to call it Sunday Live, where we interact with you. We don't talk at you. We don't want you to listen to us. We want us, together with you, to listen to the Most High, Yahuwah, Elohim. And of course, my brother and friend and family, Jablan Dominic, is on the line together in Sibubolos. Let me connect first with Jablan. Jablan, sawubona, buti.
Yebo, my friend. Ngiyaphila.
Ngiyaphila, ngibuze kuwe mfowethu.
Hayi, no, umusa kaNkulunkulu uvamile ebantwini.
Ah, indaba ezimnandi. Indaba ezimnandi lezi. Indaba ezimnandi. Kusaphileka ngapha.
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu ngapha nje eMbombela, konke kuhamba kahle, uNkulunkulu sigcinile.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Yebo.
Yeah.
Kungelele nako, futhi Sipho, mfundisi umotha nabalaleli bonke.
Awuzweke. Sino Sipho Paulos also on the line. Sipho Paulos.
Awangazi umuntu, ngithe mbingelele, egameni lesiThixo. Asibingelele abalaleli emakhaya, mfethu Jamani Domini, mfundisi umotha, my akhi. Ngiyelele umfundisi uLeba kwethu. Sibuye umsakazo Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your companion in the search for the meaning.
Kusaphileka yazi ngichazwe lokho. Hayi, wazi wangazi umuntu. Yeah, kusaphileka kodwa Sipho.
Kusaphileka kamnandi, sibonga uSimakade, umsakazo Radio Pulpit, like a family. I'm learning how to communicate, man. Thank God for this.
Ah, we give the Father the glory, man. Phela uzoba umunye wabakhulu le la kwezimayinini mfo uNkulunkulu saza kusebenza kakhulu. Vele kufanele Sipho. Kufanele sifunde together ngendlela esimanga. uNkulunkulu wakhe inkosi lapho. So inkosi le vele iyafunda uma iloku ihlangana nezinceku. Mina ngiyinceku yakho mfana. Wena uyinkosi wena, uyabona. Ungayikhohlwa le ndaba, ungayikhohlwa Sipho. Ungayikhohlwa. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we also have umfundisi uMotha on the line. Kenel.
Mruti, greetings to you my brother. Niye njani mfowethu?
Siyaphila. Yini ngathi umangaza mangithi Kenel? Kunjani Kenel?
Enathi sengimakoda, hayi bo, ngigcina athi ngingaphi emsebenzini wenkosi, ngathi ngibizwa e-ofisini nje.
Ngiyabona ukuthi hayi ngiyakushalazisa mfowethu.
Buti, niyaphila, nceka Nkulunkulu.
Hayi, siyaphila mfowethu manasa. Sawubona.
Siyabonga, ngibingelele nakumfundisi uSipho, umfundisi uJabulane. Kanye nabalaleli emakhaya and the powerful name of our Yeshua Mashiach.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And of course, tonight, hey, Matota, kudala kukhulunywa ngeforgiveness. I want us to get into the nitty-gritties of it. We are born. Indaba yeforgiveness. Ke singene nje kakhulukazi. Ngoba ekhathini eningi when we talk of it, we are talking of it in a sense of indicting, urging the one who is supposed to forgive otherwise. Uyabona? Uzohlala usetile ongweni lokungathetheleli wena ngokwakho. But I'd like us to get into the core of it as to what is it that builds up forgiveness. Our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, our Elohim, being as forgiving as He is, what is it that makes up this phenomenon of forgiveness? What kind of ministry is this? And here's another angle I want to explore. And under correction, you know, Yoguti, forgiveness in itself is a ministry that is neglected, and it's a ministry of the Holy Spirit. Now, the way it is advocated on a personal basis. When people talk about it, they are appealing to the one who's supposed to forgive. But no one has ever been said to be in a ministry of forgiveness. No, we have people who are in a ministry of healing, a ministry of what, but not in a ministry of forgiveness. We even have those who are in a ministry of reconciliation. And we also have been called into a ministry of reconciliation. I wonder if we understand what it is, this forgiveness. It's a ministry. In other words, there are those who have been called and fashioned by the Father to facilitate the ministry of forgiveness amongst believers. Look, man, if you look amongst us, kugcwele amachubu namasuspicion. Uma uthama sekaqala ngathi sikakhuluma kahle sengiyaqala manje sengiyamgwajisa. Kenel, sengiyamgwajisa ke manje. Hawu, sengathi inceku le izongithathela isikhundla. Hawu madoda, sengiyamgwajisa manje. Usipho, hawu madoda, wakha indlu eneglasi elingaka. Hayi. Uyayibona? Sengiyamsongela manje. Uyabona? Abantu abaningi, many people, do not operate in this ministry, and all of us are supposed to operate in it, and there are those who should continuously facilitate it. In other words, to revive people to continuously be found in a ministry of the outpouring of forgiveness. Because our Father is like that. And through Christ, the HaMashiach, He's like that. I'm not saying maybe just because I'd never heard of people who minister and facilitate forgiveness that therefore the church is not doing it. I don't know. I had never come across such, and that is because maybe of my little experience. I don't know. I wonder if you do know. A person no busy we. Singazabantu balokubatha abo apostle. But a person would say, I'm a facilitator of the ministry of forgiveness. Angit kukhona be ministry of helps, Jablan. Bakhona angit.
Yes, yeah.
Ye forgiveness yona bathi. Kushayiswana ngamakhanda kanje. Le ministry ayikho. This ministry is not there. That's why each and every one of us, we are just head on, breaking each other up. I saw someone saying something on Facebook. I never come across these things, but he says the way these men of God are fighting at each other on Facebook, it is appalling. There's no forgiveness. One thing I saw a pastor swearing at another pastor on YouTube. Very famous one. Swearing on a famous one. And telling that one that you will die. Your own brother. Okay. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Amen.
It doesn't say as we have forgiven them. It speaks about a present thing. So He forgives us as we continuously are forgiving. And that we miss it out when it comes to that. A people who are transformed are the people who also have a ministry of forgiveness. Standing just like any other ministry. Respected, facilitated, remembered, and honored. But I don't know now, maybe Kuluma nje izinto ezingekho eziphethela angazi mara ngendlela mina ngibona ngakhona uNkulunkulu sibizele kule nkonzo yokubuyelana. It has forgiveness. That's forgiveness. Angeke ngicabane noJabulani. UJabulani ahamba yoqala ibandla lakhe laliqala khona, nami ngihambe ngiyoqala ibandla lami, ngisuke kuJabulani ngitsomuke. And then asisakhulumisani, sengitsomukile laphayana ngahamba, akuna forgiveness, ngahamba ngayolutshala ngebitterness laphayana. Sagcwala sathi mfi, abo Captain Kennel bitterness, nabo Apostle bitterness, abo brother, nabo sister bitterness, abo ma'am, nabo mister, honorable bitterness. Hai, siyophela laphi madoda?
Yeah.
Rofella Kai, where are we going to end up if we continue to ignore the ministry of forgiveness?
That's true.
If we truly are believers, I mean, if we say forgive us as we forgive them that are trespassing against us, isilinganiso lesi angithi. But he forgives us as we are forgiving. In other words, in the manner in which we are forgiving, or in the presence of us forgiving, then he forgives us in that very same presence. But it has nothing to do with comparisons. Because forgiveness can either be real or not. So I can't say I forgive you and I keep you at arm's length. Forgiveness means reconciliation. Reconciliation means reunification. Hey. Forgiveness le mhlambe siyibona ngenye indlela, but today ngiyacela nje ukuthi sibheke ngenye indlela. Anke ri lebele nka mkhomunwe. Mhlomo umuthi umuthi arboncha. The need sa uswarela.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Welcome back. We are talking about forgiveness as to what it is even all about. You can send us your WhatsApps, man. And my question is, why don't we have a ministry of forgiveness? Please tell me if I'm wrong. I'll understand. Look, maybe I'm looking at the Bible in the wrong way. I'll quote what I quote. You'll quote what you quote. And you'll teach me, educate me. I'm willing to learn. Very much willing to learn on this. It means a pardon. The ministry of pardoning others. The ministry that came through divine promises. The Father has promised us this. But check it out. I want you to see that this is a ministry that should be ongoing. Even amongst us. If you have departments of all these ministries, you should have a department of a ministry of forgiveness. Psalm 32 verses 1 says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. That makes sense. But it doesn't end there. Then it speaks of it as a ministry. And it says, whose sin is covered. We need those people who will cover others with forgiveness, who will enable the ministry to pardon many people who sin against it. The church, the believers. We need people who will enable those who say, umenziwa uyakhohlwa. Kuthi umenzi. Itini? Umenziwa akakhohlwa. Kuthi umenzi. Uyakhohlwa. Amaqhubu. Amaqhubu. Umuntu akwazi ukusukuma after 25 years azositshela ngobabakhe owambalekela. Kanti wena angithi wathethele lona wizona. Hayi wabaleka ubaba. Hey, wangilimaza ubaba ngonekile namanje. Mfundisi Hadebe ngonekile. Abo Hadebe naba sebaphuma imikhaba manje ngoba kudala bathethelela. Sebaphila kamnandi. Dala bathethelela.
Nina usakhale inyembezi maye khuluma ngaloko into eyenzeke 40 years ago.
Ngiyakutshela.
But maye khuluma ngayo kuba ngathi into eyenzeke izolo.
Bethi bafuna ukumlaya umamakhe lo. Usipho. Bethi bafuna ukumlaya umamakhe uSipho lo. Bamgulisa uSipho ngokwenqondo. Bethi balimaza umamakhe uSipho yena lo. The only son. No akazangitshela uSipho lento le. But ngiyayikhuluma.
Yeah.
Azanga sikume uSipho ngelilanga athi ngiyosebenza enkomponi bese ngithenga uvolovolo sikhona dubule ngithenga uvolovolo. Never.
Never.
Joseph. Joseph operated in the ministry of forgiveness. And his brothers did not understand this. They find him at the height of his career, at the height of his power. And he shows them the ministry. And he reconciles with them. He puts them in their place of honor because forgiveness brings back the honor. To continuously pardon, it means to honor someone with innocence.
Yes.
Yeah. Angas, na, bathi ba, umama lo kubuya khuluma, akakhulumi kakhulu umama Hadebe. Kubuya khuluma umama Hadebe njengabo bonke abumama abahlaba imikhosi. Kube sayizwa kudala le ndaba le evezwa uNkulunkulu namhlanje. Bethi balaya yena.
Yeah.
Waya nalomfana lo ohlakaniphika ngake esikolweni. Akamazi babakhe. Besithi yona leyo izombulala le. Phela yababulala abafana abaningi leyo nto le.
Kakhulu mfundisi.
Nangu uyaphila. Mina ngimbona esithombeni adla iNandos. Abantwana bakhe bahle nomkakho muhle. Because forgiveness is a ministry that is ongoing. When the record wants to stand, you continuously pardon. You continuously press a button of pardon.
Oh, yes.
And facilitate a you facilitate a reconciliation.
You promote the environment of saying no.
Yeah, bo.
It's overseen, I mean, not overseen it. And then you said, God.
Yeah, bo.
Thank you for such an opportunity. And then I'm going to go it. He's a minister. Just go on, bro. You minister to my soul.
Hallelujah. To the Father be all the glory. Now, check Psalm 65, verse 3. I'm just showing that it is a ministry that should be ongoing, not just the process. Okay, sekulungile ngobuzile wazoxolisa, ngizakuxolela kulungile.
It's an ongoing process.
Yebo. And when you, yes, sir, when you look at verse 3 in Psalm 65, it says, iniquities prevail against me. Yamuzutin. Isono. Siyaqhubeka naye kuye against yena.
Yeah.
Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, check it out. You will provide atonement. Yazi atonement in danger. Because forgiveness as a ministry is the provision of atonement. And a provision of atonement means it's like amanzi akopozayo ahlala kuwasha njalo. Hayi kai one bese uyanqola athi ha phela ngaqolela so uyaphinda futhi.
Only cleaning up everything.
Throughout. Throughout.
Ah, my God.
Awakwencheki lamanzi lawa.
Not contaminated.
Yes, sir. Awakwencheki lamanzi lawa, they continue to flow over into a person throughout.
Not a stagnant pool of water.
Hallelujah. Uyagezeka lo muntu agezeka until their skin looks like that of a small baby.
Hi, come on, Mruti. Yeah. May God help us, Mpela. We are seeing this divine purpose, Gankulunguru, to give us to Jesus so that we can learn from him.
Yes.
He was not, because he was able to go an extra mile, even if we were not there with him. Shabi Buyagim, he will continue to walk in the same route that went to. And it's important for this meeting. We must learn from Yeshua.
Hamashiach. Now it says also, it says, if you look into Mark chapter 3, verse 28, the Ahushai says, assuredly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of men, and whatever blasphemies they may utter. Check it out. The second verse is giving me a serious problem. But it, all sins will be forgiven, and whatever blasphemies they may utter, it means the ministry of forgiveness will continue. And I'm not talking about ukuthi umuntu ukthuka kayiwani bese mamxolela athi ah nanoma ngingakuthuka ungixolele izolo. No. Every time inhlamba leyo uma ivela, there is a flowing atonement from you into that person. And in the church, it should be like that, that there should be a flowing atonement of fresh water that cleanses people. Because kushumayela abantu laphayana. Hey, my daughter. Izingubo zabo zingqolisiwe, my daughter. Balimela abantu abashumayelayo.
Babahluthula abantu inhliziyo, babomvu ngaphakathi.
And banobomvu enhlizweni.
May God help us, Common Pelham from this. We've seen, as you said, good ministries, they were based on the unforgiveness spirit, and the disguise is a calling, whereas it was an unforgiven spirit. And no more, there should be no bitterness within us. So, imagine ukuthi ibandla liqale ku bitterness. Umshado uqale ku bitterness, whereby kube ne unforgiveness. Kwazala abantwana on that pool of the unforgiveness spirit. And it is ukufundisa ukuthi some of us, we sizalele endaweni enjalo physically, nakhona sizalele bethu behlukana bethathwa izintombi, bethathwa amasoka, sazalelwa khona lapho njalo. Mawuvela kuwa nangumntana kabani wangithathela indoda, in certain environment, a toxic mfundisi, naphakathi emabandleni kunama ministry mfundisi ongawakhomba ukuthi leya, noma ngathiwa kuthiwe it's a ministry of the fire of the Holy Spirit, kahle kahle it was rooted kuliwa. And kuloko kunjalo namanje makuthiwa kuthiwa ungazigqobi inyawo lakho kuleya mvuselelo, ukufakwa amavesi ekufakwe nesitembu se-teaching ungodly, kwa-twist ivangeli, so that noma izwi, so that nama feelings of unforgiveness of that pastor wacayoyo bandla avele. Today we are also bitter. Ishumayelo yintshumayelo ezibitter. May God forgive us.
Hallelujah. You know, let me give you another chance, Pyokuthi Kulume. Let me just go to Colossians, so that we should see that this is a ministry which is ongoing. It needs to be facilitated to be ongoing.
Yes.
3:13 Colossians. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another, comma, if, it says, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must forgive.
Yeah,
it's a continuous process. You forgive continuously. Unganzi njengathi masikhula ro matswela khomuke ama 4. So ku number 3 amabele enkomo ay 4. So ku number 3 manje. Safundiswa izinto ezimbi zobusathane estradini.
And you brought it into the church.
Ah. Yebo. Sipho, what comes to mind, my friend?
It is amazing, Fundit. What a touching topic today. Definitely, this is not simply just a show. It's a ministry also that ministers to many of us.
Hallelujah.
And bring the healing in our mind, the restoration in our spirit, and the joy that was stolen by the devil, a little by baby, who's a voicing card is actually what's going on.
Hey, Matthew.
We need this ministry. We need it. Not for this just to move us to the conference, but the one Betty, Mobaguza, the pastor about to chase work, Mama's rice, Kumbisa, and the lip savers. Whereas this is a ministry for this,
yeah.
Not a lip savers, and it's a continuous thing. Nalo Mundo Agliman, when you see him, if you still feel it, then it means he didn't forgive. I will never forget him from this. Ngang Chabli, the Valley, your shatter.
Yeah.
2010.
Yeah.
You said something that it marks and it brought a mark in my soul and it ministers every day. If you are not willing to forgive like God,
don't
get married.
Yeah.
No, you are a minister.
Yeah.
Every day. Silent to fund it away, I couldn't not even understand that particular time fully. But I understand Uguti as a man, as a human being, Unkulunkun Fundisi, you had to also open doors for this ministry in us. Are living among people. People in Fundis was so nice. Then the question after the one is wrong the other, or the other one wrong the other one, how do we cope? We cannot continue in an era. Whereby it's an unhealthy and toxic toxic situation in that manner. So we need the balance between the two. But when the sickness comes, there must be a healing. There must be mfundi smuto pilisai. In this unhealthy toxic Namshilo kona mfundi sukuti sikuli sweti nimdeni la kalegli wa kona njan. Ugu shayle njugu tu baba ko abamfun. And those things fundi sinabantu anama kula kunjan. Ugu ti resources are there. But because the father abamkole lang says the wife. Then the question is, ufana nisi yema tune ni shioti alafu gabuya zumkose. Then so that I can start on living my life. Niyakubuza nje challenging you mlaleli khona. Niyavumba bakakhulisana like myself. But do you think your father should come back and then at least and then you can start afresh all those wasted quality time that you should have spent enjoying life, serving the shoe I'm gonna share with your life. That is why we need this ministry. That is why we need to stand face and boldly and say, let it go and let God. Because when God comes in, he brings that ministry. Or would you now and you put yourself in those shoes? Or would you if they got the room where Baba Sipo, how would you, Baba Sipo, That is why you learn from the master. Today we are for the prodigal son. That's where we come. If by believe when the prodigal son came into his senses. If I believe when the father see him far away, it means the father. No. In other words, when the son epumetata gonke knap, agazanga pum in baba. Why sabela shade would it? He's still my son.
Yes.
And you don't understand, but
minister of forgiveness. Yes.
That's a minister of forgiveness because umtole umuntu mfundisi umuba on a better side is a pendulile. Umuba on a better side as a with sense yakhe. That is why the father didn't destroy the room that the son was living in. No, I think it was there. Also, every time Makshonila Melala, he was also inside. Why make of physically on the environment of the kaya? But
ngikubuka kule nto ethi wathi esekude. It means the indelible picture of his son was still there in his mind, because wakwazi ukumi-identifya far away eseyile nto ebeka aphume ekhaya angayiyo. Yingako siyadinga ukuthi nathi sibaxolele abantu, ngoba nathi sithethelelwe ngoJesu. Mfundisi, siyambona uNkulunkulu everyday. Nesilinganiso uNkulunkulu athi as we continue to forgive others, forgive us, because loku umthandazo esifundise wona, ngoba ukukholwa is not mfundisi inkolo nje. No. This we part and parcel of us. This thing for this, it brings the meaning ukuthi impela besimdingu Jesu. That is why this is a ministry for this, and uNkulunkulu akasisize even as a country. Siphile South Africa where we hate each other ngokwama race. Khona umuntu othile asizwani nabobani, bahlupha okhokho bethu nanani, sasingekho. So we cannot suffer from what they've done before. Let us live in a new environment. La khona sibona umntwana wenye race nenye race bethandana, mfundisi, because loko kuyintando kaNkulunkulu ukuthi sizamelane ukuhlala ngokuthula nabo bonke abantu ngobungcwele, ngoba ngaphandle kwalokho ngiyibona iNkosi. Ukukholwa akusinje ukushumayela kuphela epulpiti, man of God, cala ama-chorus kubuye esontweni. This is a ministry of walking the journey kaNkulunkulu. And uma uJesu akwazi ukukwenza on Mount Calvary, on the cross, say, Father, forgive us. We need to continue in the same mindset of Christ, forgiving us our parents, forgiving us abantu abasimone abasonayo emsebenzini, forgiving us mfundisi ngabazalwane, sizondana sibona omunye ephumelela kunokuthi simbongise simonezele. Sikufunde enhlizweni yethu ukuthi Nkosi, let us forgive as you have forgiven.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate. And of course, if you just joined us, we are talking about forgiveness, what it is even all about. You can send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. And let's hear what you say. Those are the WhatsApps. You can also drop us a voice note also then, or on 072-657-2729. And let's hear what you make of this. Talking about the very aspect and issue of forgiveness as an ongoing ministry, as a ministry that should be facilitated in the church and should never just be left to individuals, but it should be a ministry that is taught on to the servants of the Most High, because they are teaching about everything. So they should teach about this ministry, for this ministry to continue even far much more. We're touching on that. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729, and let's hear from you as to what you make of this. It happens in many instances than one that you find people arguing about forgiveness and saying, Marawel, hey, angengkhohlwa.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it. Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Let me come to you, Jabu, my friend. Let me come to you. when we touch on the issue of forgiveness, it is imperative, therefore, it is imperative that we understand that forgiveness is a ministry of covering offenses.
Yeah.
It's a ministry of covering offenses. It's not a ministry of exposure. It's a ministry of covering offenses. And it doesn't mean which is fishy zone. No, you cover offenses. Someone, you forgive that person. Basically, we should forgive people even before they ask for forgiveness. And so, you and I should be operating in that ministry of covering offenses.
Yep.
That you don't see someone as your offender that you had forgiven.
Yes.
When you cover an offense, it means you rule out the offense against that person.
My God.
That is how the word means that. When the word says forget, it means that you rule out. You say, I find you not guilty for offending me. Always. That is what the word means by forgetting. And Abantabaning they've put it literally. Literally, it means this thing will run away from my mind.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, it says, yes, but it says you rule it out, Sipo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it means whenever it comes in as a constant reminder, you refuse to entertain such a thing.
Yes. You so continuously.
When you see that person, umbona as if not a bad. How they feel?
Hey.
If I never even stolen Amatoya by now. If God, imagine that they tell them, I cry when we see the band of a sauna, because we need to do this. Even far away, bang against over. When the prodigal son is Ubaba it means he was already been forgiven even before he asked. Because Abonagadi prodigal son, I remember, no, it's a Bible, you cover your errors.
Yes.
I accept you as if you didn't do it. That is why we need this ministry for the common prayer. And we had to allow the Holy Spirit, because He is the one who will always lead and guide us into such a truth.
Absolutely, absolutely. And let me bring this to you also, Jablani. It's a ministry of a continuous pardon,
yes.
A continuous covering, according to Psalms 32, verses 1. Jabu.
Yes. Thank you very much, my friend. Indeed, what a great topic, as my friend Sipo was saying. Forgiveness.
Mm.
A very critical ministry that I think many of us overlook, because it's so shocking how we can be able to move on with our lives. Meanwhile, we know deep within our hearts that there are people that we really don't see eye to eye. Mm. There are people that really we cannot be in the same space, like, and there won't be that tension. You know what I mean, my friend?
Mm.
We know exactly within our hearts, like, you know, like their family members, that we know very well that we will never take our phones and just call them, because of, you know, they've touched you in a way that it's not comfortable at some point in time.
Mm.
So you don't really see eye to eye with them. But, you know, we move on with our lives as if nothing is wrong, and which is very bad. We as children of God, we are called into this ministry of forgiveness.
Mm.
And it's very dangerous, because if, like, the state of the heart is with unforgiveness, there are many things that will be sabotaged when it comes to the work of God within someone's life. We find out that there are some of the things that God wants to do, but He cannot because of unforgiveness. There is an area in your life where you haven't forgiven. And how do you prove that? It's because of the way you relate with those people. It's not the same as you relate with your wife, your children, your friends, your brothers. That's the proof that you haven't forgiven, you know. And I loved it how you defined it, that, you know, it's not even the matter of people coming to you to ask for forgiveness.
Mm.
Because there are people who will never come to ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
I love also what my friend said, Sipo. You know, like maybe someone who still having a grudge about maybe their father who didn't raise them, you know, and they are passed away. So what now?
So what now?
You know, what now? Because they are passed away. And now you are left with a burden to carry on your own of unforgiveness that my father did 1, 2, 3. And then what now? You know, but the power is within you to change the circumstance by just releasing forgiveness, you know.
Sure.
Releasing forgiveness and then also just allowing God to really heal you, heal your broken heart, you know, from all the bitterness and the unforgiveness that maybe one has harbored over the years. Even Mfundisi Motha quoted 40 years. That's a very long time. You know, a person has grown to be a man with a beard, but still, still angry for just a mere thing. You know, which my father actually didn't love me like he loved other children. It's very bad. So it really hinders many things. Even the flow of God in one's life, you will not see it because of you harbor unforgiveness. You said also, like, forgiveness, like, covers wrongs, covers faults, covers mistakes, you know. I think it's the word in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, which says, love covers a multitude of wrongs.
Yeah.
It covers a multitude of wrongs.
Mm.
That's the ministry of forgiveness in action.
Yeah.
So it means without love, there is no way that one can forgive. If maybe you were asking yourself, this boy can just speak because he's never been hurt in his life. That's why he can just speak like this, you know. But this is the power for one to forgive.
Yeah.
Love. Love.
Yeah.
The first point is just to love the person. You know, like, people, you can love people without them loving you back. You can love people without them being your friends. You can love people without relating to them. Love is free. It's from God. It's godly. So the first point for one to forgive is to love. Love your enemy. Love that person that has hurt you. Love those that have done wrong to you. Love, you know, like your fellow colleague at work who is really jealous about you.
Yeah.
Love everyone. That is the first point for one to forgive. Once you start to love freely, forgiveness will just flow because you've got the mind of Christ. You've got the heart of God. It will flow and you'll start to really now to even see them in a different way. You'll start to see the beauty of God. If they were not even born again, you can end up even winning them over to the kingdom instead of you chasing them away by unforgiveness, you know. Just to close, my friend, my introduction, I want to also, like, maybe quote
Let me interrupt you a bit. I'm all getting right. A feedback because Kukho knows lalelenge a computer speaker radio. Okay, I got sazwakali manje. Go for it, Jebo.
All right. Thanks, my friend. Just 1 Peter 3:9, it says, do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. We are to bless.
Yeah.
We are to bless, not to pay evil for evil, not to treat people the way they treat us, you know. This is how souls are won. This is how people's lives are changed. Not by us telling them about, you know, like preaching over them, trying to teach them, but it is to bless. When we bless people, you know, that's our calling as children of God, as the body of Christ. It is to release the blessing. In the workplace, entertaining that, but start to be a blessing. Start to bless instead of cursing, you know. In your circle of friendships or at home, you know, like they don't see eye to eye with you, bless them.
Yeah.
Love them. Release forgiveness. And by so doing, you will see that you will start to really open the heavens over them. And they'll start to see the beauty and the glory of God. And, you know, possibly even accept Yahushua HaMashiach as their Lord and Savior. That's the power of forgiveness.
Wow. Absolutely. Thank you so much. I know people are calling in. Let's take this call. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Pastor Ray.
Hello, sir.
Hannes de Villiers speaking. How are you?
I'm very well, and how are you, Hannes?
I am fine, thank you. I Can I speak something on the air?
Yes, please do that. Please. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Pastor Ray, I want to touch on a facet of this topic of forgiveness. I'm listening so very well, and I do enjoy what you are discussing and the people that are contributing on this topic of forgiveness.
Mm.
Actually, I want to just ask another question.
Yeah.
Maybe it is a question contrary to the discussion right now.
Mm.
But when I ask the question, please don't misunderstand me that I want to contradict what you are already have said and everybody's contribution and what they believe the Bible says about it. I do agree with everything, but follow my idea now, and please let us just share some thoughts of what I'm going to say. Forgiveness is biblical. Hate is from the devil.
Mm.
You cannot have hate in your heart. Even if somebody like in Israel murdered your family, you cannot tolerate hate because hate is out of hell. Love is from God. God is love. Now my question. If I read 1 John 1 verse 9,
mm.
I don't have an English Bible here, so excuse my Afrikaans. As ons sondes bely, God is getrou en regverdig om ons die sondes te vergewe en ons van alle ongeregtigheid te reinig. If we confess our sins,
He is dependable.
God is, pardon?
He can be depended upon to forgive every sin if we confess. That is 1 John, the one that you read.
In English, thank you. So that touches me. If you are the offended, if somebody offended you, and you are the die slagoffer,
the victim,
then you are the victim.
Mm.
You can release your enemy.
Mm.
You can pray for him.
Mm.
You can get on your knees and say, Father, I have nothing against him anymore. Please call him in for repentance against you. And if you want it like that, Lord, against me. But it says, it starts the verse with, if you confess. If you confess.
Mm.
Why I'm saying that? Okay, and the other one is the prodigal son.
Mm.
The father didn't hate his son.
Mm.
True.
Mm.
The father still loved his son. True.
Mm-hmm.
But, let's take note of it. The father didn't follow his son into the pigsty.
Yeah.
And gave him forgiveness. And offer him forgiveness and ensure him of his love and his acceptance and everything while he is still busy doing what is wrong. Okay, not in the big star, but maybe where he came from with all his friends and partying and drinking and whatever were the places of the devil. His father didn't follow him.
Mm.
His father didn't excuse what is wrong.
Mm.
But when the prodigal son said, I will go back to my father.
Mm.
And I will tell my father, the prodigal son, in his heart, the Holy Spirit worked. And he said, I will go back. And I will say, Father, I am not worthy being your son.
Mm.
I'm prepared just to be near you. to be your slave. Mm. Then his father said, put on his robe, put on his ring on his finger, and to his eldest brother, everything that we know of in that part in the Bible. So what I say is, if God says through the Apostle of John in the first, in the first John, first verse 9, if he says there, as ons ons sondes belei, if we confess our sins,
yes,
then I will forgive. Mm. Then we must take note of the heart of the Father. We must take note.
Yes.
And we must encourage one another to even follow the Father in what he says in 1 John 1, 9.
Absolutely.
Why am I saying that, Pastor Ray? Why am I saying that?
Mm.
Many people, and you will agree with me, I know.
Mm.
I've been listening to you very often. But many people, they say humanistically, through humanism,
mm.
they say, love everybody. Love everybody. God loved so God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, John 3:16. Mm. Then they say, you see, we must love everybody. That morning at Kibbutz Be'eri, when the Israelis got up in the kibbutz and they just heard the shots, they must go on their knees and just love the terrorists and just forgive the terrorists even before they kill my child and my
yes.
parents and so on and so on.
Yes.
I don't say hate. I started with,
mm.
I don't say hate.
Mm.
What I say is, what is wrong is wrong. What is out of hell is out of hell and not from God. And if we read the Psalms, and we read even in Galatians chapter 5, what Paul says about things that are wrong, God sides with righteousness and not with the world in the unrighteousness. And we, as children of God, must follow his direction. And we cannot side and love what is wrong. We cannot side with the ungodly in what they do.
Mm.
Even I was attacked on my farm.
Sure.
And I was nearly killed because they cut my throat.
No, man.
And then the first thing, some Christian, he phoned me and he said, have you forgotten him? Have you forgotten him? And I thought to myself, what is 1 John 1:9 saying?
Hey.
Just walking left, right, and center and throw everywhere like a person sowing the wheat seed, just sowing forgiveness, sowing love, sowing acceptance over the righteous and the unrighteous. That is not what God says.
Mm.
And I repeat what I said just now. I do not say we must hate. We must release everybody that has something against me. That is right.
Mm.
We must release them. But you can forgive them if he confesses his sins, as 1 John writes in his Bible. And then, just for the last word, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that all that believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
Mm.
Wonderful verse. And we must study that part in depth, because 1 John 3:15 give us a clue about the context of what was said there. And it spoke there about the snake in the desert that Moses put on the pole there, and they had to look at it because it was the principle, the plan our Father made for the reunion of mankind to get back to God. It was a plan. It was a method that God showed Moses. The snake on the pole. There is your Messiah. If you look at him, you'll be healed.
Yes.
Not if you look on the other side, not if you, when you blame God, like Korach, Dathan, and Abiram, and so on.
Nice.
Look to your Messiah, and then you will be healed. Mm. Not the contrary. And that plan, that is what is meant in 1 John 3:16. That whole idea, the answer of separation, man from God, like in the Garden of Eden, to get back to God, to reunite with Him, that's the plan.
Yes.
Mashiach, Yeshua HaMashiach,
yeah, yeah.
Our Messiah.
Yes.
And if we follow the way He prescribes, we will be united. And Pastor Ray, the last thing, and I really want to hear what your guests are saying. It's just a small set I'm throwing in while we are talking about forgiveness. It's
wow, thank you so much.
We cannot talk away forgiveness. That is so. God will forgive us through Messiah, Yeshua,
Hallelujah.
HaMashiach,
Hallelujah.
Messiah, Jesus, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Ray. I do appreciate you. Let it be known through the whole of South Africa.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, and I'm so glad that you are still on the radio on Sunday evenings. I'm still following you.
Thank you so much.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Wow, we give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like Him in our lives. King above all else and Master.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.